He's got a coffee in his hand, shuffling down the street while cars race to the red, rushing the morning beat. But the sun is picking up steam, and everyone seems full of purpose. Somehow this whole town's got the blues. Just below the surface, she thinks how the dreams that a young girl sold are impossible to achieve, and how the songs she's always loved now hold more gravity. How people are bound together just like letters in cursive. How this whole town's got the blues just below the surface. Oh, and the sun will sink down, the moon, it will rise up. Even when you see it coming, every ending is abrupt. Oh, but love holds strong, for love suffers no disservice. This whole town's got the blues just below the surface. It's yesterday, with all the things we still could say, and another act still plays below the surface. And the sun will sink down, and the moon, it will rise up. Even when you see it coming, every ending is abrupt. Oh, but love holds strong, for love can suffer no disservice. This whole town's got the blues just below the surface.
That's Canadian roots and blues artist Rick Fiennes with Below the Surface from his truly fabulous new album, Solar Powered 2. Initially intended to be just a guitar and voice solo album, featuring Rick playing mostly slide on his National Steel guitar, and recorded at his solar-powered cottage in the Kawartha Highlands, this album has grown into something rather special. With some nicely judged guest appearances from some of his friends, and a beautifully sympathetic production from Rick and Alec Fraser. This is a fabulous recording. It's an album that needs to be heard, and one that I think will bring comfort to many during these strange, strange times. To learn more about the new recording, we're pleased to welcome Rick Fiennes to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
What can I tell you? I love this album. You know, when it popped in my mailbox last week, I popped it on, and I just love those albums that I listen all the way through. And I think in this case, I think I actually picked up the phone to give you a call to tell you how great it was. But there's just a lovely sound on this record.
Thank you so much. And I'll tell you, that phone call just lifted me right up, Jan, because these are strange times, and we're not out there in front of audiences and getting that affirmation that attention that we seem to need to seek.
So there's 12 songs on the album, 11 originals, I think. Six of them are co-writes, and there's a cover of Jesse Winchester's That's What Makes You Strong on here, which is a beautiful song in its own right, and your version is truly lovely. What I'd like to do, though, is to turn things back and talk about the concept for this album, because, you know, you've mentioned the fact that you were thinking, well, yeah, this will just be a, you know, something fairly, you know, stripped down, just a solo album. Talk a little bit about why you wanted to make this album.
Well, the last album that I did was called Driving Home, and I heard that as an electric album. I heard electric guitar in my head, and I needed to write it and record it that way. And I did, and I was very happy with that album, but some of my audience doesn't know what to do with that because they expect me to be a guy with a guitar. And I kind of got it out of my system anyway as well, and I started thinking about what will I do with these songs, and these are obviously acoustic songs. And I thought about when I recorded Solar Powered in 2005, 2006, I went up to the cabin and there was no power there at all. So I installed solar panels and golf cart batteries and recorded then. And I thought, I want to return to that. It's just nature and a guitar and a voice and write and record there as much as possible.
And I think the plan was that you would record in the gazebo, which is right next door. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that was Alex's plan. He's always got good plans, and they often take precedent over mine because you know, he's a producer, and he's produced over 1,000 records, and he's co-produces all of mine with me. And when we got there, he said, "I want to do it right over here in this gazebo," and so that's how that got decided.
And so initially, I think you recorded, what, the first half a dozen tracks? They were just basically you and either, you know, an acoustic guitar or the resonator guitar and voice. I mean, that was originally what you were trying to do?
That's right, with a Cuban Trez as well. And we did. We recorded the whole album like that. And then as we sat around listening back to the tracks and talking about it, he said, "Well, you know, on my notes here, I've got 5 of these checked off that I think we ought to go into the studio and record." And he said, "And I want to do it in Peter Moore's studio, and I want Gary Craig on drums, and let's go do that." And so we did.
We'll talk about the people that play on the album in a few moments. I want to try and squeeze another track in before we get to that. The songs that you have on here, again, we mentioned 12 tracks, the Jesse Winchester's on there. You've got the 6 co-writes. Over what period of time did you collect these songs?
Really, over a few years. As a matter of fact, a few of these songs are about grief and going through grief. Some of them were resurrected from a previous session a long time ago. So Dark Days and One Lone Loon were ready to go 10 years ago with a whole collection of songs that I wrote that were all about grief. And then I looked at that album and I said to myself, if I go out and play these songs to people every night and then go back and sit in some hotel room by myself, this won't end well. So I put them away, and it's a good thing I did, because when I revisited them to see if there's anything I wanted to salvage, most of those songs were really just some form of self-psychotherapy that nobody else needed to hear. But I thought those 2 songs were worth bringing back into things. So, yeah, so really as long ago as 10 years and as short ago as just before they were recorded.
You know, that's really interesting you say that, because when I listened to Below the Surface, and actually, this is the second time that I played it. It was the first song that I played on the radio. And then when I was preparing for this interview, I thought, well, how am I going to start? And I thought, well, that lead-off track is so strong. And it's almost like a COVID tune. You know, when you talk about, you know, how everybody in the town has the blues and things like that. I played so many COVID tunes on the radio since the pandemic started. You know, when I hear a song that fits, it's like, oh yeah, that's a great COVID tune. And it really does feel like that, Below the Surface. I mean, it's a sad song, but I think it does reflect a lot on the loss that we're all experiencing at the moment.
And it's kind of spooky the way that all happened. A lot of these songs were written well before this all happened, but they seem to ring true in these days.
What I'd like to do is to step back to the album and play another song, and that is Laundry on the Line. And this song, I think, just has a wonderful open feel to it. Tell us a little bit about this one.
I had the melody for this song, and I usually I come at things words first, but I had this melody and I knew something was happening with it, and I knew it had to tell a story. But then I was in Newfoundland, and everywhere I went, women were hanging clothes on the line. And so then the only line I had was, she left the laundry on the line. And then I thought, well, what did she do? Who is she? What is this about? And then I decided that with the laundry still on the line, she just left and she was gone. And I had this picture, you know, of this woman just deciding, no, I'm not doing this anymore, and just going away. But then I came up with another piece of melody that ends up being, I don't know if you'd call it a bridge or what. And it seemed to complicate the story a lot, because it took it in a different direction melodically and seemed to beg to tell a deeper story. And for whatever reason, I flashed back to my teen years when my art school teacher had us doing some work for him out at his cottage. And I asked him how much he paid for his cottage, and he told me the price, which was ridiculously low. It was, you know, $6,000 or $7,000, and even I knew back then that a cottage on Clear Lake was worth $20,000 back then. I asked him how he got it so cheaply, and he said the couple that had this cottage were found dead at the kitchen table. So I asked, did they get murdered? Because I was 16, and he says, no. They had to do an autopsy because it's so unusual, and they found that they died of natural causes within a couple of hours of each other. Now, even at 16, I knew that that was not only terrifically morbid, but also the most romantic thing I'd ever heard in my life. And that, so then the song just spilled out.
But it has that wonderful feel to it, very warm, and that really appeals. You know, that it's almost floats, don't you think?
Yeah, there's something about the music in there that I was hooked on it. I was playing that same little motif that makes up the verses for probably 2 years without knowing anything about where the song was going. And then all I had was one line, and then it all spelled out.
It's a great song. This is Rick Fiennes with Laundry on the Line from his wonderful new album, Solar Power 2. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
She left the laundry out on the line when she left that house for the very last time. She only stayed so long 'cause she thought she should live the life everybody always thought she would. Well, she felt vindicated, she felt clear. She felt Annie old resentments disappear. The weight on her heart began to fade. She closed her eyes, the train pulled away. And so much of life is all uphill. You keep on moving 'cause you can't sit still until you just sit still. And she left the laundry out on the line. Willie wondered, Hetty said that he loves her enough, and how he filled his life with all that other stuff. He thought how he thought that he'd wish she'd change. He thought worrying was just her way. Willie looked again at her favorite chair. There she sat no longer there. He took her hand, he sat by her side. He drew one breath and he closed his eyes. And so much of life is all uphill. You keep on moving, 'cause you can't sit still until you just sit still. She left the laundry out on the line, so he grabbed the basket and he went outside.
That's Rick Fiennes with Laundry on the Line from his new album. It's entitled Solar Powered 2, the follow-up to the original Solar Powered album that was recorded at his cottage up in the Kawartha Highlands. Rick Fiennes is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. What can I tell you? I love this album. I think it's truly fabulous. I know it's going to be one of my favorite albums of the year. And as I mentioned at the start of this interview, you know, calling up the artist straight after to say, hey, this isn't just a home run, it's like 10 home runs all in one. It's just absolutely wonderful. You know, one of the things that I love about this, as I mentioned at the start, Rick, is the production. You know, Alec Fraser is a great producer. He's produced a lot of my favorite albums over the years. But it just, I don't know what it is. It's everything, you know, all of the instruments, you know, just come through. Your voice sounds great. You've got beautiful harmonies, backing vocals on here. Everything just really came together, didn't it?
It did, and the whole thing feels so organic. And I think a big part of that for me is that all my life I've just been so lucky to have such incredibly talented friends who I play music with. And when asked if they would come and help with this or if they want to get together and write a song, you know, the answer is always yes. And I think this album rides on the strength of good friends helping each other out.
But I think also the fact that, you know, that there is a lot of solo you in here. I mean, I think in the Kawartha Highlands, I think Rolly Platt came and played a harmonica on a couple of tracks for you there. And I think then Alex suggested maybe having a few more people join you in Toronto for some sessions. But one of the things I love when you listen, I mean, this is very much an album that you want to listen from front to back, from beginning to end, is the fact that, you know, there are a lot of different styles. I mean, there are some more rootsy style songs in there. We're going to, in a moment, play something that's a little bit more bluesy. But it really flows. And, you know, and I think that's just a wonderful thing. I guess I love the fact that, you know, you have the guests. We're going to talk about them in a few seconds. But they're not overused. Do you know what I'm saying when I say that?
Yes, and I'm glad about that because I didn't want an overproduced album. I didn't want anything slick. Even when it came to the mastering, you know, we went to Peter Moore for the mastering, and his mastering is invisible. He makes everything stand out and everything super clear, makes the whole mix louder, but he doesn't doctor it all up. And I think that's the feeling that we get, you know, when we play music together with you can feel the love in the room because we're all friends.
And that really comes through. Now, the people that you picked, I mean, these are people that you've worked with before over the years. Was it just a case of calling them up and saying, hey, how do you fancy joining me in the studio for to play a few songs?
It was exactly that. Here in Peterborough, for instance, when I asked my friend Melissa Payne to come on over and sing on something, she did, and it was so much fun. And Jimmy Boskill was coming over just after that to do some playing on it. And so after she went home, Alex said, when Jimmy was here, Alex said, well, pull out your fiddle, you know, and let's add some fiddle on this song. And Jimmy said, oh, well, I didn't know you wanted the fiddle. I didn't bring it. And so I got in my car, drove over to Melissa's place and picked up her fiddle, brought it back. And Jimmy played her fiddle as if he'd been playing it all his whole life.
Susie Vinnick is on here. I know you produced a wonderful album together. You've spent a lot of time with each other over the years. She has a beautiful duet on here as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she sure does. Susie's obviously a great singer and a great friend for over a quarter of a decade. So Alec knew that he wanted to go into the E Room and bring Gary Craig in on drums. And Gary, of course, is a great drummer who played on my very first solo album back in 96 after the Jackson Delta albums, the first one called Arcadia. Gary played drums on that. Jimmy Poskill I've known since he was 12 years old. He came to me for guitar lessons, and now I'm able to hire him to play mandola, mandolin, fiddle, and pedal steel. Roly Platt I've also known for over a quarter century, and he's a great harmonica player. Rob Phillips I've known since grade one, and Rob is a wonderful piano player. He actually played my piano in my dining room that's behind me right now as we speak. Of course, Melissa and Susie, as we were talking about, and Alex said, if I could call up Samantha Martin and get her to bring the Delta Sugar ladies in for some singing together at my place. So that was added, dubbed on in Toronto. It's just a real treat to be able to play with such great people.
It's absolutely a real treat. And I can't speak highly enough about this album. If you really want to pick up an album, and we are in strange times. I can't stress this enough. We've talked a lot on this show about the importance of, you know, artists don't get to tour. Rick had a whole bunch of festivals he was playing this year. He had other dates. All of that got shelved. So if you love the albums, if you love the music we play on this show, please consider buying them. This one, it is definitely going to be one of my favorite albums of the year. I strongly would recommend you get Solar Powered 2 from Rick Fiennes. Let's get back to the music, though. I want to play Worry Be the Death of Me because, you know, this is a wonderful bluesy song with an important message. You could say a song like this is a bit of a downer, but sometimes I think it's kind of that thing, you know, sad songs are often kind of pleasing. Can you speak about writing this one?
Well, I think especially during these times, although this was written before it, but during these times there's a lot of anxiety and people have trouble sleeping. And indeed, I'm just spelling out the way I felt about that. I got my friend Grania Ryan over to help me write it. And, you know, worry about the worries of the world. Well, what kind of world will we leave for our children? What is this kind of world where people pursue billions of dollars while employees underneath them can't afford to eat? And how do we get to this state? And is there any way of being at peace with ourselves when there are wars going on and people mistreating each other? That's what it's about.
Well, I worry when I wake up, and I'm troubled when I sleep. I worry all the time, worry be the death of me. I'm worried for the children, what kind of world will we leave? Well, I worry all the time, and worry be the death of me. Yes, money is never enough. We live in a false economy. Now worry all the time, and worry be the death. to care about the air we breathe. Now worry all the time, and worry be the bear for me. We've all felt burdened by love, but only love will set us free. I worry all the time, and worry be the death of me. This place, a mournful tune, sung same time every day, then just empty space and a twisted pine and a granite lake, a wind-torn sky of mottled gray, bent out of shape so the sun can't shine, and all colors gone. You were not mine for very long, but the love stays strong, and I pray for peace like I know you know. Not for me, I want her to feel better, I want her to feel whole. Broken hearts, shattered silence, empty space with no room found in the sun. The world goes on, and people run from place to place. They seem to get things done while time stands still, while winter looms. Flight needs will, and will can seem doomed. For one lone loon,
that's Rick Fiennes with One Lone Loon from his wonderful new album, Solar Power 2. That's a track we squeezed in after the wonderful Worry Be the Death of Me. Solar Power 2 is an absolutely fabulous album. Rick's our special guest on the show today. And you know what I loved about that song, Rick, was that beautiful pedal steel from Jimmy Bosco.
Oh, yeah. And one take Jimmy, right? He didn't need to redo anything. He just played exactly the right things at the right time and created the mood that I had set. He just filled it out and really emphasized what that song means.
So the album's out now. We are in these incredibly strange times. you know, they're just incredibly strange. Unfortunately, all of your festivals from this summer were cancelled. Other dates went by the way as well. I think that you're lined up for the same festivals in 2021. We'll be hoping that they will happen. But, you know, when I listen to an album like this, I feel like it needs to be shared as widely as possible. I was curious about, you know, how often you get to play down in the States.
I haven't played in the States for probably close to a decade with any regularity. You know, I think I went down there about 5 years ago, helping out my friend Terry Egan, who always helps me out as well, and with his patio benefits that he does to put patios on hospitals. But no, I haven't been traveling into the States much, and that's, you know, somewhat intentional. I'm comfortable in Canada. I've got a little daughter in school. You know, I don't like going away for too long at a time. Costs a lot to cross the border now to get a visa and go into the States, and you have to plan it so well in advance. And maybe if they're knocking on my door, I'll come.
So when you take this album out on the road, I mean, how do you envisage playing it? Are you looking at mostly solo gigs then, or will it be? I realize we're COVID times, and who knows exactly how it's going to be when you get out of this, but are these likely to be solo shows or perhaps duo or trio?
If a festival's willing to pay enough to be able to have any amount of my band behind me, I'm always open to that. But more often than not, I get hired at a solo wage and I travel solo. It's very hard to afford to take a band out onto the road. And so mostly it's me and my guitars.
You know, I was on the Kayamo Music Cruise in February this year, my second time on that boat. And I thought you would be wonderful on there because this album is so, so good that I guess where I was going with the question about the States. I would just love more and more people to hear you. But I certainly understand, you know, family is hugely important. And, you know, we do live in a digital age where music can travel, even if we can't.
Yes. And the other thing is, you know, during COVID times, I want to stay safe. I can't afford to, I go over regularly to help my in-laws, and I can't afford to get them sick. So staying safe, staying at home is a big priority for me. And with the record numbers of people getting COVID all the time in the States, I honestly, it has no appeal to me to travel there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully things will eventually improve. We're definitely keeping our fingers crossed on that. Now, you've been keeping yourself busy, though. You've been doing some online shows and then these wonderful guitar video tutorials you've been doing. How has that been going for you?
Well, I'm going to get back into that. I did it during the times when we were all in lockdown. But now, as you know, numbers are rising, I think that it's more important to stay home more and isolate more. So I am going to be doing things like that so that people have a way to connect together. And I think that a lot of people are picking up their instruments and playing their guitars for the first time in a while and taking that extra time to do that. So I can give little tips and hopefully pull in some people who will come and do some paid lessons as well.
No, that's great. Well, having watched them, and you know, I'm no guitar player. I like your online work very much, and I certainly want to encourage you to keep that going. I think that's really important. Hopefully, there will be a release show for this album maybe next year. Hoping that you'll be able to pull the band together, get some guests in to do that.
Yes, I'd like to do that sort of thing. I honestly don't know how well that'll happen because there'll be new albums, new people doing new stuff, and by the time things open up again, this album may be old news. People seem to have such a short attention span these days.
This album definitely will not be old news. I will be totally shocked if it's old news by then because it is absolutely wonderful. Rick Fiennes, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. If you want to learn more about Rick's music, go to rickfiennes.ca. If he's coming to a festival, he is somebody you definitely need to catch. Fabulous, fabulous guitar player, brilliant on the slide. Check out his videos online. We have time for one more song, and I thought we'd play Live Forever. Tell us a little bit about this one.
I love this song because I was learning how to play clawhammer style banjo. And then I picked up my National Steel one day, and I just started applying that technique to the National Steel. and I had some music in my mind. Meanwhile, a friend of mine, PJ Thomas, is a poet, and we had recently reconnected, having not really seen each other for decades. And one of her songs came across as, or one of her poems rather, came across to me as a song. And I told her so, and she said, "Oh, I'd love that." So I wrote music to it. And that's how we ended up with Fundamental Nature. And then she said, "Let's do this again." So I said, "Okay, well, here's this thing I've been working out, this Clawhammer National Steel. I'll send you the music and you write the words." And so she wrote all of the words to Live Forever. And it's just become something that I can really buy into and sing. I like it, you know, when you find somebody else's words that you really want to sing.
It's a great song, a great way to finish. This is Rick Fiennes with Live Forever from his truly wonderful new album, Solar Powered 2. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Rick, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today, and I will do my best to keep this album going until next year so you can get out and celebrate it, because it is truly wonderful.
Thank you so much, Jan. That means a lot to me.
Swam around down in the surf, and the same boats floated by. I was drifting all through my life and hoping to meet you in my time. But I know I live forever now the way you look at me from your strong head. You and me, we're holding together here, the lights in the big sky ever met. I rode my bike downtown at night, bright stars lighted up the square. The dark with the social lights, to the stars above even care. But I know I live forever now the way you look at me from your strong head. And it's you and me, and we're holding together here, the lights in the big sky ever met. Looking for a squeeze.